I tell you, try it, because that's the taste, yes?
For wisdom is like a stray camel, like a go-between, it guides to kings. You behold in a dream, a person of pleasing countenance.
I hope you are attentive enough not to miss the sharp points he makes. Suddenly, out of blue, he said, Hikmat, wisdom, the stuff that I'm writing this book about, is the lost camel. I have to pay attention. He's trying to explain something. Suddenly, we say, this wisdom is just like the lost camel. And we know he has a long story about that lost camel. And here, he will explain it very, very, very simplistically. He will say, this is the go-between. This is this wisdom is go-between. You should be the lover. Beloved, and this text tries to go between. Understand it. Means I'm not proving anything to you. I don't know even where you're coming and going. I'm a drunk fellow. I'm giving you the recipe. Pay attention. He talks about Hikmat because, do you remember the first word of the book, the second book? In the beginning, he explained about the wisdom of the delay of all this stuff. He started with the word Hikmat, and there was, right at the beginning, there was a Hakim, which was better than the Tabib. Then Hikmat, wisdom, here he said, this wisdom is like a camel you lost. To take you to Kaaba, you need this one. And you know what? If this will happen to you, what is your reaction? This could happen to you in your dreams. Somebody will tell you that you lost the stuff, this is the address, and so on and so on, so, but don't talk about it. And blah, blah, blah. What would you do? Let's read it. Yes.
You behold in a dream a person of pleasing countenance who gives you a promise and a sign that your desire will come to pass. Here is the sign. Such and such a person will meet you tomorrow. One sign is that he will be writing. One sign is that he will clasp you to his breast. One sign is that he will smile before you. One sign is that he will fold his hands in your presence. One sign is that when the morrow comes, you will not tell this to anyone, though you would want to. Concerning that sign, he said to the father of Yahya, you should not begin to speak at all till 3 days. For 3 nights, keep silence as to your good and ill. This will be the sign that Yahya will come to you.
You know what Yahya is? Yahya is John. But Yahya mainly means the reviver, the one that will bring life again, or the life giver, because life is high, and Yahya is the one that gives that gift. What?
The John the Baptist?
Yeah.
During 3 days, do not breathe a word, for this silence is the sign of your purpose. Beware, do not speak of this sign, and keep this matter hidden in your heart. He will sweetly tell these signs to him. What are these signs? 100 signs besides. This is the sign that you will gain from God the kingdom and power that you are seeking. That you weep continually in the long nights, and that you are always ardent in supplication at the hour of dawn. That in the absence of that, your day has become dark, your neck has become thin as a spindle. And what you have given in alms, all that you possess, your belongings like the alms of those who gamble all away, you have given up your belongings and sleep and color of your face and sacrificed your head and become as a hare. You have sat, how often, in the fire, like aloes wood, that you have gone, how often, to meet the sword, like a helmet. 100,000 such acts of helplessness are habitual to lovers and cannot be reckoned.
Okay, this was the match. How was that? How did you like it? A very simple stuff, no? So, your wishes will be granted, but you have to keep quiet for 3 days. That was all, right? But he didn't say it like that. He went through a lot of different fields to express something, to say something that when I'm talking about your wish being granted, immediately you think about the thing you want. Or, quote unquote, the thing you need. And that's the animal. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the other wishes. We are talking about the wishes that will take so many nights and will burn so many mornings. We are talking about the wishes that without that, your day will be dark. And you will be like this. And it's means I'm not talking about the nasis of what is your wishes? This is the comic way, always. Somebody will come and will give you 3 wishes. First wish you use stupidly, second one badly, and you have to use the third one to correct those two. This is the old story of logical version of wishes. That's not what we are talking about. We are talking about the deepest thirst in your spirit for understanding the beauty and tenderness. How should we put it? That's what I mean when I said this wisdom is the camel which you have to pay attention. This is the camel to take you to Mecca, not the camel that you could ride to Las Vegas. I mean, I'm talking about the knowledge that will take you a very special place. The special place which is the desire of your heart, not the needs of your mind. This is how he's trying to describe it. That, my goodness, I'm talking about the thing that, the wish that for the liking of the idea of that wish, you gave away whatever you had. You sacrifice all your belonging for that wish, not that, of course, Bentley will do for today, and tomorrow maybe a Lamborghini. This is not what we are talking about. We are talking about the thing that you gave your dressing, all your cover-ups. You gave even your dream and even the color of your face. You sacrificed all of this. You gave your head for it. You became like a strand of hair. That kind of stuff I'm talking about. That will happen if you could shut up for 3 days. Because you know this lady upstairs likes to talk. Do you remember in the Arab and his wife? And the wife is always talking. If you could keep that quiet. Yes. Now it happened that He woke up.
After you've had this dream at night, the day breaks. Through hope thereof, your day becomes triumphant. You have turned your eye to left and right. Where is that sign and those tokens? You are trembling like a leaf. Alas, if the day depart and the sign not come to pass. You are running in street and market and into houses like one that should lose a calf. Is it good, sir? Why are you running to and from? Who belonging to you is it that you have lost here? It is good, you tell him, but none may know my good except myself. If I tell it, lo, my sign is missed. And when the sign is missed, the hour of death has come.
You see, the guy with a good intention, he say, hello, how are you, what's up? And he say, yes, it's good stuff, but I don't know, and all that. And you don't know what to say. And the word here is not good. I don't know, I have a problem with that word, good. Because here the word is chayr, which is not good, it's something else. This is the goodness that Rumi, in another book, will go through a long story to explain to you that before he created us, there was no this good and bad. That's khair and shar. And I believe once I told you this khair, one of the words the neighbor is ikhtiyar, means freedom of choice. Freedom of choice is a part of this. Ikhtiyar is good because khair means good. So, I don't know how to translate it, honestly. But remember, the word here is khair. Yes?
If I tell it, lo, my sign is missed. When the sign is missed, the hour of death is come. You peer into the face of every rider. He says to you, do not look at me like a madman. You say, I have lost a friend. I have set out to seek him. May your fortune be lasting, O rider. Have pity on lovers and excuse. When you have made search, looking has been in earnest. Earnest endeavor does not fail. So the tradition has come down.
Exactly. That's the only way you could write something which has nothing to do with this verse. This verse is not translatable. Honestly, because first of all, there is this game of word and term. Because when you say, What is the first step of this seventh step we are going? Talab. Then, when you are asking for something, you could say talab. And he brings it here. When you did the talab, you could translate it when you asked for it. But remember, the first step before love is not asking for it. Remember what it is?
Yearning.
Yearning is not comparable with asking for. And here he's talking about what? When you did the talab, seriously, then the vision came. The word is nazar, which is the vision, the way we are separating ourselves from science. Because here we talk about the vision, how to could look. Then, jed khatar naknad means insisting we'll pay. This is how they are saying. The saying is like that. So he's playing with the words to put something very fragile in the air, because the subject he's talking about is not the physical stuff. He talks about that passion, and he wants to explain the compassion some way.